Yeah, and I've got one here too, right? How do you balance all those creeds that we take throughout life? You know, I've taken a professional code in my industry. Doctors take professional codes in their industries that say, do no harm. You know, maybe do no harm is different than do no wrong. I don't know. You know, I how do you balance that? How do you?
Well, I think, you know, the best surgeons, it seems like, have this certain craziness in them, which is, you know, sort of damn the torpedoes, we're going to go in and make it happen. And the best race car drivers, they talk about it in, I think, Days of Thunder in Tom Cruise, where you're just about to die and you know you're cheating death. But that's what's going to, you know, get you past this guy. So, yeah, I think it's really looking at the aspect of saying, in the end, did I help the person take action in the right way? And were they still taking action by choice? And this is extremely important right now in dealing with the world of sales. Because there's a certain point where we need to say, I really think you should do this and really work with the person intensely and not take no for an answer. And most people in America have a horrible time doing that. They just, oh, okay, you go home and think about it. Okay, you go. And the reality, at that point, it's lost. Everything's lost.
Certainly, they have a problem integrating their positive dark side, is what you're saying there at that point. And they need this material. They need this book. And they need to listen to your CDs.
The benefits of all this are numerous and varied. Utilize the positive dark side to relate that while you as a leader are mission-oriented, you can at the same time be lazy. That while you have faith and dedication to your beloved, you too have incurable lust. That while you are confused and have no real answers, so are others in the same situation. The positive dark side helps you to be in an okay state because we are never truly okay. We are never okay since the goal is not to be whole, but to be torn. The philosophy allows you to consistently regroup, since you are not forming endless opinions of others and situations. All you need to do is stick to your positive dark side virtue, which is both light and dark. You don't spend your whole life judging. It allows you to be a leader in chaos and muck and feel okay about it. You get out of constantly beating yourself up. When you accept yourself and others as human, you get out of the feeling that the Republicans or Democrats or politics or capitalism are evil. This provides a great freedom from constantly taking a position and opens up the heart to humanity. It lets you take a different view as a leader of what motivates people, what makes them tick. It may be part of the self-actualization process that Abraham Maslow outlined so well. It allows you to see how to take yourself from one end to the other and get the results you need, groveling in the mud of life, enjoying it all the way. You accept the problems of the world as the problems of your world. It lets you accept your own beauty and your own wealth.